every day. Makes me wanna holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies, I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
Oh, we need them. Yeah, we do. We need those strategies. Those strategies for living. So, are you ready? Ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
I think they're ready.
Yeah, you do?
I think so.
Yeah, the question is, are you?
Me? Yeah, okay. I'm pretty ready.
You're pretty ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
All right. Good to know. Hey, folks, welcome. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is psychotherapist, PLPC, Lauren Leon McMillan. You are not old enough to remember, maybe you've seen it on social media, but there used to be a cartoon that ran every day in the newspaper called Pogo.
Yes.
You're not old enough to remember that, I know.
No, but I know it through you.
But you know, yeah. And yeah. One of Pogo's favorite sayings was, "We has met the enemy, and they is us."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that could
be... Wise words.
Well, Pogo could be the patron saint of, you know, of therapy, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's... so much of the time in therapy and life coaching, any of the professions that deal with the way we think... You know,
well, any one of us is dealing with ourselves.
Yeah, of course.
We don't see the world as it is.
We see the world as we are. Yeah. And the way we are and the way we see the world largely has to do with our thoughts.
Absolutely.
And
they structure
how much of our thoughts end up to be negative and particularly limiting, negative self-talk, limiting beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Those can act as barriers that actually prevent us from achieving what we can, our true potential. And so today, may sound a little bit negative at first, but we're going to help you identify some of those negatives so that you can turn them around into positives. And, you know, unlike Pogo, you won't have to say, "We has met the enemy and they is us." You can say, "We has met the hero. And they is us."
There you go.
Here on Strategies for Living. That's what we're tackling today. Come back and tackle it with us. I guarantee it'll be worth your while. We can do this because we have wonderful sponsors. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. Be back in a moment here on Strategies.
Can do it.
I don't know, Lauren. This is
Yep,
that's gonna be hard.
That's a big, big block, isn't it?
I don't know. You just go ahead and talk and do whatever you're going to do, because I really can't. I don't have much to say.
All right, then.
What are you laughing at?
You.
Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Kiel, and another edition of Strategies for Living. And we're talking today about self-defeating thoughts. I just tried to illustrate one. I don't know how well I did. But how many of us, deal with a lot of prevalent negative thoughts? We're going to talk about some of the common ones today. But I just illustrated one, I hope, that it goes this way. I'm not good enough. Mm-hmm. And if you that belief is so pervasive, right?
Right.
That belief can stem from all kinds of things. Maybe criticisms, past failures. At any rate, it installs self-doubt and hesitation in pursuing your goals. So that is a very, very common self-defeating thought. I'm not good enough.
Right. And I think it's maybe even more prevalent in today's society, where we're kind of obsessed, consumerism, capitalism, we're obsessed with the newest and the best, and there's more, but wait, more.
But wait. Yeah. And in fact, you and I were chatting with someone earlier today about this very thing, and the definition that has been largely sold to all of us, over the last 100 years in our society, in our culture, and we have defined success
as dollar signs.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we've literally been sold a bill of goods, right, in terms of success.
Yeah.
And that means and what that looks like.
And we were chatting with this individual, and we had a rather long chat. And I thought a rather productive chat, because we got around to, all right, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. And
I think one of the most productive and substantial things that we can do as human beings is to look at our definition of success.
Yeah.
Because that defines how we succeed.
Yeah.
Literally, our definition of success will define how we succeed and then how we feel successful.
I'm gonna play a little bit with I'm not good enough.
Okay.
Okay. And then I'll tell you after I play with it where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to change that I'm not good enough to I'm not God enough.
Oh.
Okay. So, and where I'm coming from is, I mean, what did Jesus say to us?
Yeah.
And he was talking to... Don't your own scriptures say ye are gods?
Yep.
And what was Jesus really getting at there?
God is everywhere and in everything and in
and inside of us.
Right.
And that we are part of divinity, and divinity is part of us, and it can't be separated.
Well, right. And that's why I like to think of God as G-O-D, the grand organizing design.
Right.
And
right.
By the design, that encompasses all of it.
Right. And so whether you choose, whatever you choose to believe, you can believe whatever you like, but what I don't think you can argue with, if you really look at it rationally and sanely, is that human beings are ultimate creators. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what has been accomplished just over the last 100 years, good and bad.
Yep, we're just creating all the time.
I mean, we've gone to the moon.
Yep,
we've
air conditioning, electricity.
Yeah, we've put people in space and they stay up there.
Yeah,
you know, and they survive and they come back and forth on a space station that is that is orbiting the Earth, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Now, on the other hand, I mean, you know,
there's so much more yet to explore.
Oh, absolutely. But on the other hand, you're free to believe, as a lot of people do, well, we never went to the moon. That was just
right.
That was just all done for TV. Okay, well, whatever you want to believe. You know, it's free country, and it did.
What does that produce in you?
What is that? Yeah,
I exactly. mean, with any belief that you have, you know, I would ask you, how is that serving you? What is that producing in your life? Because yep. believe it or not, your beliefs produce your life.
Absolutely.
How you see it, how you experience it, how you live.
And you know, we were also talking earlier today about Carl Jung's quote mm-hmm. towards the end of his life. And I think it was in the last...
I'm pretty sure it was
television interview. Yeah, that he did. And the reporter was asking Dr. Jung, do you believe in God? And Jung said, no. Mm-hmm. And there was a long pause. And then Jung said, I know there's a God. And he was getting at the difference between believing something mm-hmm. and knowing something.
Yep.
And, you know, and therein lies what we all have to do, because we all are offered a tremendous number of beliefs
sure.
before we even know how to wrestle with them.
Mm-hmm.
But once we wrestle
even
with them.
Before we know how to talk.
Yeah.
Often, yeah.
But once we start to wrestle with them, which is important if we are going to progress spiritually, emotionally, psychologically.
If we're going to grow.
If we're going to grow, then we part of that is we must wrestle mm-hmm. with those beliefs. Because until we do, they're somebody else's. They're not mine.
Until we do, we're at a level of consciousness where we are, quite frankly, we're robots.
Yeah.
I mean, we've been programmed with these beliefs that we've been handed from generation to generation. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No,
if
not at all.
If you are, you know, living your life and your programming is cool and you enjoy it and you just want to go, fine.
Yeah.
But there's a certain number of people, and I think there's a growing number of people that are looking for something more. And it's usually when you hit this breaking point, whatever that looks like for you, of, okay, there's got to be something more.
Yeah.
You get bogged down in the day to day. And that's the point where you have to say, you ask the questions. Who am I? What am I doing here? Where am I going?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's when you begin to wrestle with who am I is kind of a collection of what I believe.
Yeah. And all the way back to me changing the I'm not good enough to I'm not God enough, because we look all over the place.
We look out there.
But we fail to look in the one place where we're sure to find God. And that's what Jesus told us.
Go within.
Kingdom of God is within you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why do we ignore that? Why don't we talk more about that, you know, from our pulpits? And why don't we share that more and teach that more? I don't know, but we're not getting off on that. Okay. Another.
Let me go there.
No, I'm not going to let you go there today. I mean, another day for that.
I hear you.
Another limiting belief mm-hmm. where we block ourselves. We've met the enemy and they is us. Is I don't have enough time to do that.
My clients hate to hear me coming with this one.
Yeah.
Okay, because the truth, let's be honest, okay? The truth is never I don't have time for that, okay?
Yeah.
The truth is that's not my priority.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because if it truly were a priority,
you'd make the time.
Look at our friend Jay.
You know,
yes.
Look at our friend
Jay. Great example of that, isn't he?
You know, Jay, and I'm bragging on Jay. I know Jay Merle, who owns Pintail Roofing, and is a radio guy and loves to be on the radio
to raise the roof.
And he is continuing to raise the. That's true. Hanging out on this radio. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm not. He hasn't said mm-hmm. hanging out on this radio program inspired him mm-hmm. To go back to school. And I think Jay will get his master's degree
mm-hmm.
in counseling
coming up,
you know, in a couple of months. Yeah, I think so.
We need to check back in.
Yeah, we need to check in with him.
He's been busy pushing away.
He's been raising the roof over there. He's been very busy. But I mean, you know, Jay could have easily told himself, I'm whatever Jay is.
I've got a full-time business.
Yeah, I got a full-time business. I'm in, you know, I'm 70 years old or so or whatever he is. I don't have time for that.
Sure.
Well, you know, that's
Jay
just
said,
not true.
Heck no.
Yeah. I do have time for that.
Baloney on that.
Yeah. And I mean, the next one I'm going to introduce, and we'll start it and come back with it. Mm-hmm. I wasn't born with the talent to do that. And I, you know, we sometimes hook some of these together to really convince ourselves. So we might hook together, I'm not good enough, I wasn't born with the talent to do that.
Sure.
You know, so that kind of mindset overlooks the role of effort and practice and perseverance in developing
and
skill.
And it completely cuts off the power and the ability which we all have within us.
Absolutely. Think of somebody like Abraham Lincoln. I don't know how many elections Abraham Lincoln threw his hat in the ring for, but he lost most every one of them. He got elected as to the U.S. House of Representatives, and then he ran for Senate and lost that. We have the famous Lincoln-Douglas debates. Came back and ran for president and won it. And a lot of people say, you know, he's our greatest president. He saved the Union.
Yeah. Perseverance.
Perseverance. Mm-hmm. We're talking about beliefs that get in our way. What can block us? Common self-defeating thoughts is what we're focusing on today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Come back with us. Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun. Become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. Mm-hmm. You get discounts on movies. You get concession upgrades. You get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center. .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Donisa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Here we are at 101.7 FM, 710 KEO. We are Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. We are talking about the impact of negative thinking today and how, if you remember, if you're old enough like me to remember the cartoon Pogo, we has met the enemy and they is us. I mean, that could be kind of our sideline theme today because we have this self-defeating thinking that a lot of us get into, and it loops, and it can really block. It can block our ability to be whole and creative.
Right, and I truly think it's part of the process of being human. Like I think. part of the experience of being in form is to kind of play, if you will, to play with limits.
Right.
Because, you know, at the base, we're all actually limitless beings. Right.
Right. Right.
And so it's sort of, I think, part of the fun or the game of being human is to play with limits. Mm. Right. And so if we're able to recognize that, and the experiences that we've created from that are just miscreations.
Right.
By thinking and placing ourselves in limits, which are not even there at all. They're our own making. They're our own creation.
Yeah.
Right? Kind of like one of my first supervisors used to show clients, you know, that draw a little stick person and draw a little cell around them, a jail cell. And
right.
she would say, "This is you." Right. And here's the jail cell, but the door is wide open.
Yeah.
You know, and not only that, but you have the key.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and so we're just playing in this cell that we've created out of negative thinking.
Yep.
But the whole time the door's open.
Yeah.
And we've got the key.
It's up to you. Totally up to you.
And it's just about our growing and our evolving in awareness to be able to recognize this, that, hey, you know, this is something that I've created.
But that's a very good point, Lauren, because the persistent negative thinking,
mm-hmm.
And many of us, it's begun for us before we even, you know, if we're born into a family where we had a parent who was a pessimist, or, you know, we had a couple of parents.
Critical or overbearing, or negative,
mm-hmm. you know. And we took that in.
Yep.
I mean, again, you know.
Especially in the case of the parent, I think what happens is the child tends to then take on that role so that they criticize or belittle themselves before the parent can even get to it.
Right.
And so that continues on.
You know, and you might be shouting at your radio here and say, "Well, that's not fair." Well, no, that's true.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Life isn't fair. The fair comes only once a year. And it's in whenever, October.
Yeah. In the fall.
Yeah.
Usually
so,
October.
I mean, you know, here's the deal. We all have to contend mm-hmm. with a set of challenges, you know, and they come from different places mm-hmm. and some may even be more challenging than others because, you know.
So one of my things I like to remind people of is that it wasn't your fault. Okay. The programming was not your fault.
Right.
But it is now, as an adult, it is now your responsibility.
Right.
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 So, you know, it's just like being handed.
And adult mm-hmm. is defined when mm-hmm. you get to a point in
of
your
awareness.
Thinking and awareness. Mm-hmm. And so that could be at different places.
Sure.
For different lives.
It
could be as early as, I don't know, 10 or 11
sure.
or 12.
As soon as you are aware that of the thoughts and you're able to place some distance between yourself and the thoughts and see them, be mindful of the thoughts. That's the place where you become responsible.
Yeah.
And what that means is you have the ability to respond, right? Which gives you freedom.
Absolutely.
Great freedom.
And you know, this is so vitally important because mm-hmm. persistent negative thinking patterns lead to mental health challenges.
Absolutely.
I mean, we can start naming them. Mm-hmm. Anxiety.
Depression.
Low self-esteem. You know, and certainly there's psychological mechanisms behind this. We can talk about mm-hmm. cognitive distortions and, you know, self-fulfilling prophecies.
But again, that's all at the thought level.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, the key is that we're able to step back enough mm-hmm. and detach
right.
and see the mechanisms in action.
Right.
And see how they can empower us or disempower us. Is that a word? Disempower.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they can empower, because that's, you know, they're going to do one of two things, and it's okay.
Yeah.
Whichever one you see.
It's just about being aware of it.
It's just tuning in and uh-huh. being aware of it. And you know, you were sharing with me, you were working with somebody
yes.
Here recently.
This is where I was going to go next.
You shared that there something that we talk about a lot here on Strategies. Obviously, the person that you were talking to doesn't listen to our show.
Right.
If they did, they would have heard. Okay, because we talk about it with some regularity.
Well, because it's key.
We have thoughts, but you are not your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your thoughts flow through, and you are a chooser.
And the observer. You
know, and the observer the of your thinking. Right. Actually, when you introduced this, it pissed off your client, didn't it?
They got pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I can't say that I've had happen before, that someone actually got angry and defensive about it.
Right.
But it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, because when we have identified ourselves so much with our thoughts, when I suddenly tell someone, that's not who you are...
Yeah.
That can be very threatening because what I've done is I've immediately threatened your entire identity if you've identified yourself with your thoughts.
Right.
But this is such a key piece in being able to gain your own responsibility and freedom in this way, is being able to recognize that you are something far greater than a stream of conscious thought.
Right.
Right.
And those
thoughts, you are the observer of that.
Any of us who have observed our thinking for any bit of time know that those thoughts are all over the frickin' place. Right.
Right. Right. Which, if you identify with them, would
you begin to think, I'm crazy.
Exactly.
I'm crazy here. If you could see my thinking,
sure,
would know.
We all have that. It's all, you know, just like everything in the world, there's everything from Mother Teresa to Hitler. Right. And so it's that same spectrum in terms of thoughts. They're just everywhere.
Right.
You get to choose which station, you know, to put it in radio terms, which radio station, which thought station are you tuned into?
Where
which
are you tuning?
Yeah. Which one do you give your attention to?
Right.
Right.
Right. So, again, it's a matter of being aware. It's a matter of tuning in and awareness. And, you know, sometimes people will tell us, you guys make it sound so simple on the radio.
Well, it is simple.
And it is simple, but it's not easy.
It is not easy. And
for any of us.
No.
I mean,
I'm raising my hand, both my hands.
Okay? Me too.
This is a lifelong process.
And just because we talk about it and we talk about it to share this doesn't mean, you know, that we get it all the time and have it together all the time.
If we got it all the time, we wouldn't be here.
No, and it's the old thing, if you really want to learn something, teach it. So that's part of what, you know, we get out of this is
a
sharing this
information.
Yeah, it's a constant reminder of, hey, you know, this is what you need to tune into, you know?
Right.
Let's see. Let's talk about some other limiting beliefs.
How about, I've got one.
Okay.
That I see a lot in various forms, but this is kind of the root of it.
Yep.
Is I'll be happy when.
Mm.
Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
In fact, I think we had a conversation with someone today, kind of
along those lines. Yeah.
You know, we get there's varying iterations of that.
Yeah.
But at the heart of it, a lot of people have this idea of I'll be happy when.
Yeah.
I'll be happy when I graduate. I'll be happy when I get this job. I'll be happy when I get this puppy.
So you're saying that someday, right?
Someday.
And CCR back in my day wrote a song, Someday Never Comes.
there you go.
And I mean, you know, the deal is, it's like, okay,
if not now, tell me when.
Yeah. So why not now?
Right.
Because now really is all we have.
It is.
You know? A variation of that, Lauren, is I'm going to put my dreams on hold until I've done fill in the blank.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And that's just a variation of what you're talking about.
Right. I can't go to get this job until the kids are grown. Or, you know, I can't do this until I pay this, you know.
And
it's just, okay, well, then when are you going to do it?
Right? Yeah.
And you're just putting something off.
Someday never comes.
Someday never comes.
Here's another good one. What if I fail?
Mm.
Yeah. What if I fail?
Sure. What if you fail?
Yeah.
How many times did all of the great inventors fail?
Every time that the inventors failed, every time that I mentioned Lincoln a little while ago. Yeah. Every time Lincoln threw his hat in the ring and lost an election, he obviously learned something along the way.
If not how to do something, at least how not to do something, right?
Yeah. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can possibly happen? Well, you know, when you've figured out what that worst is, then you'll probably see, well, it's probably not as horrible as I'm telling myself, you know?
Right. Well, and I always encourage people, look, let's go. What if I fail? Sure. What if you fail? But if we're giving this much attention to the visualization and then the kind of playing around with failure, well, then what if you succeed?
What if you flipped it and gave the visualization
and then some?
Yeah.
Okay. So what would happen then?
And our thoughts and imaginations have great power.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
What we image.
We're great creators, and everything starts in imagination.
Yeah. Everything's created twice. Mm-hmm. It's created first in our minds, in our thought system, and then it's manifest in the physical.
Right.
But everything's created twice. We're talking about getting out of our own way today. We has met the enemy, and they is us. Getting our negative self-talk and self-defeating thoughts under control. Talking about that today on Strategies. We'll be back with more. Stay with us.
From the bayou to your table, we're keeping it alive with flavors from the family passed down to survive. The Godfather's here with a twist in the tail. Alligator Italian sausage, and it sure won't fail. It's the boss of the bayou, a taste you can't refuse. Italian tradition, Cajun infused. Godfather sausage, bold and true. But Andre's bringing the bayou to you.
Get the Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage only at Fertitta's Delicatessen, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport. Pick up a Muffy while you're there. The Godfather Alligator Italian Sausage. It's a taste you can't refuse. Sold only at Fertitta's, 1124 Fairfield Avenue in Shreveport.
Dealing with stress? Pain? Feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Facing the same old problems day to day makes you wanna holler, get away. Looking for the road that'll get me there. Looking for hope and peace to spare. Looking for strategies, strategies for leaving radio. The dose of radio rehab.
And welcome strategies back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel, and Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, talking about, we has met the enemy and they is us. You remember Pogo? Yeah, well, we all have those self-defeating thoughts and patterns of thinking that we deal with. And, man, they can get in our way. Here's another one. It's too damn difficult. Yeah, it's just too hard.
Too hard.
Yeah.
Too hard.
Yeah. That, man, Do you ever grow staying in your comfort zone?
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No.
And, but man, we like that comfort zone.
Yeah, it's comfortable, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Learning happens on the edge of your comfort zone.
Hmm.
And you got to find where that, you know, because you don't want to push yourself too far out, because learning is not going to happen.
You got
to
have
either.
That balance. Yeah. Yeah. You got to have that balance.
Meet yourself on the leading edge.
Yeah.
Find where something makes you a little uneasy, but yep. you're still able to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's where you want to, that's the sweet spot.
That's where you want to be. That's the spot. You know, we all look at they, you know?
They.
Oh, yeah. They.
Like
they.
Blame.
Well, yeah, look, they were so lucky. They were so lucky to get where they are today.
Sure.
You know, we do a lot of they-ing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Comparison.
Yeah.
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 And it's always.
And this is a big one. This is a biggie. I mean, they're all fairly common.
Yeah.
You know, we know that to be true because we've through the years listened to a lot of people, worked with a lot of people, and. You know, we're presenting them one way, but these are common.
Yes.
You may have a little variation of it uh-huh. to a degree, but they're pretty common.
Yes.
You know, in terms of blocks. So, you know, if I think, other people that, you know, maybe I aspire to do something along the same lines that they've done and, you know, they've succeeded, and I look at me, and man, they're just lucky. They were lucky. You know.
Here's the thing with other people, with theys, even if you're very close with them, you know, I think about this even with you and I, David,
yeah.
right? Like, I know you through my lens.
Right.
But there's no way that I can know in you your entire story of feelings and experiences,
right?
And so I have no idea, you know, even my husband, right? To some degree, I don't know. There are pieces that I don't know.
Right. I share about. As much as I can with you, but
right.
we can't possibly share
you can't
everything.
Share
yeah.
the experience,
yeah.
right?
Right.
And so if that's the case, just think about the people you're often comparing yourself to, which are people that you know even less, right? And so it's always apples to oranges, because you truly have no idea the struggle, the internal experience of other people.
Right.
And so it's the most important thing there is to focus on you.
Right.
Which is the piece, the experience that you can control, that you can have some responsibility for in reprogramming and understanding. That, and I wish, I'm going to have to look this up after, but there's, and I forget even which language it's in. But it's the word, it's the opposite of envy. And it's essentially means when you share in somebody's joy, like when you see somebody having a wonderful experience and enjoying themselves, instead of being envious, there's a word for this and I've got to look it up now. Because I had seen it earlier and made a mental note to remember it, and here I am. But it's the idea that when you see someone, it's that shared joy rather than envy.
Right.
Right. And if we could right. just tap into that and remind ourselves of that, that's what propels us all forward, right? Because when you do experience some envy, what that's saying to you is there's something that they're doing that I would like to do.
That I'm pulled to.
That I'm
interested in.
To.
Yeah.
So let me be excited for them and really, you know, pull some more of that excitement for that experience into my life.
And let me get curious yeah. within me.
Right.
You know, I wonder what.
What it yeah. is. What is it
dot,
about?
Dot, 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 dot.
What is it yeah. about? That experience that I'm witnessing, that I'm drawn to, and that what can I create?
All right. So if you recognize some of these, what do you do? What mm-hmm. are the strategies? Yeah. We are strategies for living, so we can't go without some strategies, right? So one of the big strategies is tuning in.
Yes.
It's
just being aware.
Being aware. You could call this a lot of things. It's been called mindfulness.
Mm-hmm.
It's been called, you could call it self-awareness, but it's really just tuning in. It's WAIT. What am I thinking? And then being willing to put those thoughts, you know, under some kind of light or lamp.
An objective.
And
as objective as you can be.
Is that true? Do I absolutely positively know that to be true? When I think that thought, what does it produce? What does it produce inside of me? And where would I be if I didn't have that thought? Those are four simple questions, but those are four questions that any of us can ask over and over and over, particularly for any repetitive thought.
Yep.
And so it's tuning in, it's self-awareness. We can also challenge.
Sure.
We can also become, any cognitive, certainly any of the thinking that we've talked about today, if you recognize that within yourself, those are cognitive distortions.
Mm-hmm.
You know some psychology now. If you've never even taken a psychology course, now you know some psychology. But with cognitive distortions, they need to be challenged, because any cognitive distortion is going to be irrational, and it's going to get in our way.
If you're in any way interested in going deeper into challenging your cognitive distortions, definitely you can always go get with a good CBT therapist.
Right.
But you can also,
CBT is cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes, thank you. But you could also look up, there's tons of lists of common cognitive distortions that you can.
You can download them on Pinterest,
right,
for goodness sakes.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they're the black and white thinking or the all or nothing thinking.
Right.
There's a whole list of them.
Right.
And you can play with those and kind of just.
And you can go out on YouTube and you can find some YouTube videos for challenging.
Yes.
Cognitive distortions. And so, again, this is not to say, hey, don't go get with a good, find a good therapist, a good mental health professional or coach to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage you to do that. But you can begin, if you identify these, no time like the present, you can begin.
Start exploring now.
You can begin to deal with them right now. I mean, no time like the present.
There is no time but the present.
Now is all there is. Talking about things, thoughts that get in our way today here on Strategies for Living. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283 and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality and quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pintail, and you need to know that Pintail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pintail's business, our fluid applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pintail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pintail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
Life gets hard along the way. Gotta get through it day by day. We get strategies right here. Strategies for living radio. Our dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio.
And welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Thank you for listening here on 1017 FM, 17 Keel. Don't forget, if you missed part of the program and you want to listen to it in its entirety, or you want to recommend, you say, I wish so-and-so could hear this show, could have heard this program. Well, that's possible.
We got you.
Easy thing to do is go to Strategies for Living with David McMillan on Facebook, and you can find the program, and it's usually the subjects are identified.
Yeah.
And so you can probably find the show there. It's by the dates that they air. So you could find the show that you want to pass on, or you want to hear more of or listen to again. And you can also do that on YouTube.
Yep. Strategies for Living.
Yep.
And coming soon is a podcast.
And we're working coming on that, soon. Working hard. So we'll have some announcements shortly. 30 seconds. What's your takeaway from today?
You know what just came to mind is all God's children got some stinking thinking.
Okay? There you go.
If you're here in form, you've got some limiting beliefs.
Yep.
And our challenge is to stay aware, to be aware of them and see how they're impacting our life. And we now have the responsibility and freedom to choose what we want to do with
the responsibility, the ability to respond.
Yeah.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning into Strategies for Living. We appreciate you being with us, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing and Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center and Fertitta's Delicatessen, home of the Godfather, Alligator, Italian Sausage, and some wonderful Muffies, too. Go get you one. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call that you could make, who would you call? What would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.